Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Bob Lucy joins us. He's chairman of the Washoe County Commission. For the whole show, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Bob Lucy. He is chairman of the Washoe County Commission. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Hey, Sam. Good to see you. Thank you.
So lots going on as we are taping this. In the last week, we have had the Teachers Union out of Clark County, right. Clark County Education Association, file a couple of initiatives. One, to raise the gaming tax by a couple of points, which is huge.
Huge.
What are your thoughts on that? Let's start there.
I just think that, you know, when you're trying to raise a tax to, I mean, first of all, raising a tax for education is always it's a challenge. It's a huge mountain to climb. We saw it here in Washoe County, and it took a lot of public support and grassroots efforts to really get that over the edge. And what they're talking about, when you're talking about a sales tax increase and gaming tax increase down there, I don't see it happening, because they've just taxed and taxed and taxed down there, and they just haven't shown efficiency within Clark County School District yet.
All right, and let's also talk about something that's a little unusual now, which is that in the past we'd be talking, because this is on the largest gaming companies, we'd be talking about gaming companies in Clark County, but the home of the Caesars will now be Northern Nevada, which yep. is as Eldorado does the takeover.
Yeah.
So have you heard from people at Eldorado Resorts in terms of this and the Nevada Resort Association?
I think it's still, I mean, obviously it's still very new. Obviously the census is just kind of coming onto the scene pretty recently, that they haven't really had a time. I mean, I'm sure they've been paying attention to it, but I think really the common sentiment is that no, this is not something that they're going to be supportive of. Education has always come to gaming. For whatever, for as long as I've been around, they've always come around to gaming, going, hey, pay for education, pay for education. And I think the gamers are just tapped out. They're flat out tapped out. They're like, look, we need to see a little bit better, a little bit more for our dollar, so to speak. And there needs to be a little bit more rearrangement with the education
system. All right, so what you're saying is accountability.
Accountability. And we're failing to see that in Clark County. We're actually even starting not to see that here in Washoe County. You see a public outcry constantly about the cost of schools and why we're spending so much money to build these big, opulent schools when, you know, you and I probably went to school and just a couple bricks and maybe a couple windows, you know, and that was really it. And now we get these schools that are like, should be in Architectural Digest, And so there's some challenges there when you start asking for more money for education and not putting it where it really needs to be, is with the kids.
All right, are you starting to get pushback from the public on this? Because, I mean, we passed in Washoe County this, you know, tax that went towards education, you know, for Washoe County 1 and for building schools. Are you getting a lot of pushback now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I sit on the, you know, the Washoe County Capital Protection Fund, Fund Committee, and obviously that's our job, is to control and take and be oversight of those funds spent. And every meeting we sit there, we have public sitting there going, you're spending too much on schools. This is why, I mean, we're not spending enough on the kids. We're not spending enough on the teachers. What's happening here? So there's this kind of underlying sentiment that, you know, we're not focusing on the root of the problem, which is the children and the teachers. And we're fixing the schools, which is definitely a need. There is a definite need to fix the schools, but it's not, we're not answering the problem right now. We're not fixing the problem, which is making sure that the kids are getting the right education. And we still haven't moved the needle, so to speak, and how these children are getting educated.
There's also a proposal from the same group, the Clark County Education Association, to increase the sales tax. Would this be a statewide increase in sales tax? And if so, can the legislature pass that on its own? Or would it come down to the individual counties having
to pass it? So from my understanding, it's just for Clark County. The sales tax would be just for
Clark County.
Clark County would not be a statewide increase. And so it would be a localized problem down there. So it would not necessarily be a legislative issue. It would be under the Clark County Commission to make that decision whether or not they wanted to increase that sales tax.
Did it surprise you, and based on the fact that there's been a huge fight between the NSCA and the Clark County Education Association, that NSCA came out against this way of raising funds? They're not against raising funds for education. Ruben Murillo, when he was head of the teachers union, said on this program he wanted to raise an additional $1 billion towards education. But they're saying this is not the right way.
And from my conversations with some of the commissioners down there, this isn't the right way. This is not the way that they see. They think that there needs to be some more efficiency, some more transparency about how they go and spend that dollar. So,
can you share who those commissioners are?
I can't really, but okay. I'll let you go and find those commissioners down there. I'm sure you have good conversations with them, but. They're just those individuals. There is a sentiment down there that they need to have a little bit more organization before they go and just raise more money for the school district.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bob Lucy when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucy. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Commission. Big news, in a lot of ways sentimentally, over the sale of Harrah's Reno. Obviously, at this point, Eldorado Resorts already own three properties in downtown Reno, 4,000 rooms, twice as many as anybody else. There was really no need to add close to another 1,000 rooms to that portfolio. And plus, there'd probably be all kinds of questions from the Federal Trade Commission in terms of how much that they would own. A company that's been trying to build a 20-story hotel on Court Street in downtown Reno is the company that is going to purchase Harrah's. Your thoughts on this? And it's, let's face it, it's been shopped for a long time. I mean, Mayor Bob Cashel, previous to our current mayor, had been shopping the property because Caesars just basically had ignored it for decades.
Oh, you know, it's definitely been one of those properties that has been kind of forgotten for years. And which is too bad because there's the history, the heritage that Bill Harrah and that property brings to this region is tremendous. Realize Harrah's was started in 1937 as a bingo parlor by Bill Harrah. I mean, the man is a true pioneer in gaming, not only just in this state, but around the country and around the world. And to lose that property is a tremendous loss for the heritage, the old Reno. But yes, CAI, and from when you look as we're moving into the next, we're in 2020 into the new decade here, we're taking a step, we're changing the whole area, the whole culture, the whole landscape of downtown Reno is changing, and I think this is for the better. I see CAI and what they are going to do, with the property over off of Hill Street and the potential property on, the potential property on Hill Street, the property at Harrah's, turning it into the downtown Reno or the Reno Event Center or Reno, whatever, the city, Reno City Center, I think is really going to add a whole different era to it. But yeah, you lose a whole lot of challenges there. And I think, for ERI, they had to divest.
And that's Eldorado Resorts.
Eldorado Resorts, I'm sorry. Yeah, Eldorado Resorts, they had to divest themselves. The SEC absolutely mandated that they cannot have that much of the market share in the downtown area for gaming. And so it just made sense that they got rid of that.
The thing that kind of surprised me a little, and it points to another discussion here, was that they got $50 million for the property, Caesars did.
Right.
I did not think that property was going to be worth that much, even though they have a lot of land. That plaza was originally Herald's Club and the Nevada Club, so when you're talking Nevada history,
right,
that plaza represents a lot of history there.
Right.
So they're getting a lot of land. But this also brings into focus the federal government's opportunity zones, because isn't that the reason that this deal makes sense to pay that much money, is the tax benefits on the other side?
Absolutely, and we just saw some of the final regulations come out from the federal government just within the last month or so that allows for some of those final regulations to go through for the opportunity zones. It makes a ton of sense. Now realize, out of that $50 million, 75% of that is going to the REIT company that owns that VISI, that owns
VICI, right?
VICI, V-I-C-I.
And it's a
VICI
real estate investment trust.
Correct. And that company is going to take 75% of that holding and give that back to their investors. Now, Harrah's is going to take $12.5 million, which is about 25% for their operations. But it makes a ton of sense for CAI to come in now and really invest in downtown Reno, get the tax benefit, utilize that to really reinvigorate and help Reno move into that next. Where do you want to, I think one of the things that he said in the article in the RGJ recently in the Reno Gazette Journal was that, where do people want to live? And, from RSCVA, from the Reno Sparks Convention Visitors Authority, one of the things that people when they want to relocate to Reno, they want to talk about quality of life. What is in the downtown area? And I think CAI is going to try to build that into the Reno City Center ideology of like commercial space plus recreation plus living all in one community right there. And as the university continues to expand into the downtown with the student housing, you've got P3, the new group that's working on the hotel, the non-gaming hotel property right across from the bowling stadium.
Right, they're going to be on the show here. They're supposed to be actually on last week, and they're going to be on here in the next couple of weeks.
And they're talking about their property downtown. So you're seeing all these non-gaming properties come into town with the expansion of all the companies in the region. I just think it makes sense. I think it's going to allow itself to those people that are looking for properties or a downtown type of lifestyle that you right now don't have a whole lot of access to.
People are quite excited on Facebook and other social media about the fact that the CAI had talked about market rate housing. But that doesn't mean affordable housing. That means housing that is at the rate that
we're
you looking
would pay,
at.
Right.
Yeah. So what does that mean for you?
I don't know exactly if that means any change to our housing struggles that we're seeing here in the community. What that means is that there's going to be more access and availability. But I think anything that you add to the market currently will help. Whether that's a $300,000 house, a $500,000 house, or a $800,000 condo, who knows what those are going to go for in the downtown area. However, people being able to have access to more housing and that type of market will allow for people to move out of their maybe lower end house. And it's part of the natural transition.
Do you see anything on the horizon right now that's going to break the dam in terms of affordable housing for the Reno Sparks area?
You know, I'm very excited about the mayor's initiative, 1,000 homes in 120 days. I think, you know, rolling back some of the regulations. And when you really think about what prohibits housing and development, it is regulation. You know, we as a government tell you what the hoops you have to drum through to get these houses online and bring things. You can't just go and build your own homes or build your own. So I think rolling back some of those regulations and really helping stir the market and getting that more inventory online will ultimately help. And from the standpoint of some of the lower entry level housing and some of the housing for transitional individuals, the government's definitely got to start stepping in. And I'm working on some programs with Southern Nevada, with Commissioner Kirkpatrick from Southern Nevada. We're working on some initiatives to find ways to transitional help. I know in Clark County, they're using marijuana dollars to go and buy weekly hotels in Las Vegas and turn them into subsidized rentals for transitional homes for homeless and individuals in programming. Interesting things that we're seeing across the state. So we're trying to be creative and innovative in ways to get people out of homelessness into transitional homes and into a permanent housing situation. And I think that's going to take some initiatives that we're working on here in Northern Nevada as well.
So with your RSCVA, Convention Authority hat in Northern mm-hmm. Nevada,
yep.
Does it concern you that we're seeing all these new hotels that are non-gaming? Does that affect in any way? Because if you're having a lot of branded properties, those are going to be properties where business people are going to want to stay because they get their points.
Right.
And we have lots of business people coming and staying in Reno.
No, it's actually quite the opposite. I think this is great. I think seeing more branded properties come into town is great. I think, remember, our focus, and I will quote the famous Nat Caruselli from the Pepper Mill, it's the RSCVA's mission is to put heads in beds, right? And whether you are staying at a Peppermill, a Grand Sierra Resort, an El Dorado, a Nugget, or a Renaissance, or a Whitney Peak, or a Kempton Hotel, that room tax will still come back, which will help market the region, which will help market the area, which will help drive business to the community. And that's really what the ultimate goal is of the RSCVA.
But will that allow you to book rooms? Will those properties set aside a block of rooms for a convention that you're bringing to town?
We've worked with those properties before. We've seen great cooperation with the Renaissance downtown and number of different hotels that are big enough, especially Whitney Peak, that will help us block hotels to bring conventions in as needed. And so, yeah, they're very functional, and we've never had an issue before.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bob Lucy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoors store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Lucy. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Commission. In the break, you were talking about attending the reopening of the National Bowling Stadium. If you go back to 94, 95, this was a huge deal. Not only was it opening the National Bowling Stadium and tying up two major tournaments for multiple years, I think the first go-around was 15 years, something right. like that. It also begat the opening of the Silver Legacy, which joined up Circus Circus and El Dorado, which turned into El Dorado Resorts, which is now buying Caesars. So none of that would have happened if it weren't for the bowling stadium. And people have described the bowling stadium as a white elephant over the years, and that's because they're completely ignorant. They have no idea that if it weren't for the bowlers, Reno would have died. It would have flat out not existed to get to where it is today.
So we were just talking about room nights, you know, and how important room nights are. Realize when the U.S. Bowling Congress, the USBC, who is a major, major tenant within the bowling stadium, comes to town, every time they bring a tournament to town, whether it's the women's tournament, the men's tournament, or the combined, it can mean anywhere from 60,000 room nights to 100,000 room nights per year for just those properties in the downtown Reno area.
And in the slowest time of the year.
And so for us, that's a huge, huge economic impact to the region. And so you're absolutely right, Sam. This is not just a small tournament. This is something very, and people have created a love for Reno based around this tournament. They've come here, bowled, stayed a week for the tournament, but got to travel to Lake Tahoe, got to travel to Virginia City, traveled even over to Truckee and into in Northern California. And it's tremendous. I mean, it has been a tremendous thing for us. And for a while there, we were a little nervous that the bowling stadium was not going to be as lucrative. But I think the mayor and through a number of initiatives through the RSCVA and what we've tried to do is reinvigorate what the Reno Bowling Stadium can do and the National Bowling Stadium can do and change some of the things. And we've, through conversations, a few years ago, we were seeing a decrease in bowling. We were worried that, you know, bowling was not going to make a great return. And the last tournament, they were thinking maybe we were only going to have 6,700 teams. Well, we got numbers just recently that there's going to be almost 10,000 teams this year at the tournament. And so that's a huge increase for us. So we're seeing that resurgence. And the new bowling stadium is beautiful. The renovations that the city of Reno has gone through to improve the stadium in preparation for this year's tournament is tremendous. We had a beautiful event last week with the opened it up to the public and had everybody get to come and enjoy it. So we're going to see some great things in the future.
And you're in the middle of negotiations for a new contract, correct, with the bowlers?
Correct. We are in a negotiation.
What length is the contract?
Right now we're asking potentially 6 years. For them, we have not inked that, and we're still working on that with them. But hopefully, when that comes to fruition after this year's conference, I think we'll see that in the next couple of years. In the next couple of months, once they have that conversation with their board and finalize that with their board. But
Is this both the men's and the women's tournaments?
Yes.
But 6 years—that's not a very long period of time.
No, it's not a long period of time. But you know what? The way bowling has gone and the industry has gone, we feel that this is the most prudent way to go right now with the Bowling Congress. We want as long as a relationship we can have with them, but we'll take what we can get.
And who's the biggest challenge? Is it Las Vegas, for example, South Point?
Yeah, well, Las Vegas does. They book a lot. They have a lot of tournaments. And I think, you know, the other thing is that you see is that there are a lot of regional bowling centers throughout the country now. And people like to go maybe to smaller tournaments. And so there are some changes in the industry. And Chad Murphy from the U.S. Bowling Congress might be a better person to explain that. But here at Reno, we want to try to provide the best facility for them to come and enjoy. We've got some of the best properties. We have one of the most iconic places to come and bowl. So we're looking forward to continuing a relationship with the USBC.
And that's where I have to leave it for today. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure having the program.
Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.